And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Escobar, Misbehaviour. Listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It was Escobar and a track called Misbehaviour. Escobar, I think they might be from Limoges in France. They're certainly from around there somewhere. And they've got an album that came out earlier this year. I think it was by Dirty Water Records. And that's the second or third track we've played from it. It's a really good album. I like it a lot.
Okay.
It's a two-man punk attack, mate.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And we'll be playing more from the album, I would think, in the next month or so. Maybe the next two, who knows? We have got a lot of music right now. But you can find out more about them by visiting their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/Escobar?
Facebook.com/Escobar band page. Paulie being in step on Tony Neil. The reason for that, I think, is because there will be other people that will have Escobar stuff going on. If you know the history of Escobar, it's very interesting. As in the man, not the band. The band's history itself is interesting, but... certainly Escobar was, you remember the guy here, we talked about him last time.
I'm aware of him, and there's a series on Netflix, is it Narcos or something similar, it's about him, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, so anyway, you can do your own research, we're not going right now, because we have some additional material. And after your comedic renaissance last week, Tony, with Earth, Wind and Jeff,
I forgot about that. All right.
I thought we might. Well, you called it the Earth, Wind and Jeff special. You sort of gave it away, but
right.
It was fantastic. I was laughing, properly laughing at it. And anyway, this is the point in the show when I like to read out a joke sent in by a listener. And our friendly neighbourhood Fred in Sweden has sent us another joke in. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, comedy suburbs. Jeff sent one in. Jeff, I'm obsessed now. Fred sent one in. Hello, Fred. I'm aware you're not called Jeff. That I thought would be suitable for you to read out, and regular listeners of the show will know why when you begin. So do you want to go for it?
I could give it a go.
Off you go, mate.
Right. So, a seaman meets a pirate in a bar.
Tony, what's the line at the top of the page that he says?
It says plush points.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point of this.
I thought I'd try and surprise you with it.
Oh, well, in that case, surprises with it. Let's see. I'm sorry.
A seaman meets a pirate at a bar, and talk turns to the adventures on the sea. The seaman notes the pirate has a peg leg, a hook, and an eye patch. The seaman asks, so, how did you end up with the peg leg? The pirate replies,
"Yar, we were in a storm at sea, yar, and I was swept overboard into a sea of sharks, school of sharks, yar. Just as my men were pulling me out, a shark bit my leg off."
"Wow," said the seaman. "What about your hook?"
"Well,"
replied the pirate,
"we were boarding an enemy ship and were battling the other sailors with swords. One of the enemy cut me hand off."
"Incredible," remarked the seaman. "So how did you get the eye patch?"
"Well, yar, a seagull dropping fell into my eye,"
replied the pirate. "You lost your eye to a seagull dropping?" the sailor asked incredulously.
"Well," said the pirate, "it was my first day with milk."
There you go.
Beautiful piratey business.
Thank you very much.
If you have a joke for us, particularly one involving pirates that you'd like Tony to read out, as I say, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type the email comedy suburbs, and I will be sure to forward it to you. If not, send one to me and I'll read it out in my voice.
There you go.
Sound alright, done it. Yeah. Now, you might remember, Tony, that we've been playing a number of tracks from a compilation called To The Outside Everything, which is the latest compilation from Cherry Red, and this time around they're featuring post-punk, and there's up to 100 tracks on it, and we are playing, well, I'll say we're playing 20, we might be down to 18 by the time I finish. We are playing a number of them over a number of weeks. This is week 3, so next week will be the last time we do it. And this week, I know I promised you 5, but we're only going to play 4. But there's a reason why I've had to drop one of the tracks from it, and that will be apparent in the middle of this show this week. So we're going to play 2 in a row now, and then we'll play 2 in a row towards the end of the show as well. Does that sound okay?
That sounds fine.
All right. So I have an interesting quirk, because I am, as you know, Tony, well known for my mild quirkiness. I didn't plan to say that there, but you know what? It just fitted. In an interesting quirk, I'm playing the tracks alphabetically in the order that I picked them, not alphabetically through the album. So just the 20 that I picked, I'm playing alphabetically, right? And we're already up to S by week 3. It becomes apparent in the show as to why. So stay tuned for a band called The Higgsons. But first up, we got a band. Now, I'm saying a band. It might have been... Yeah, it was a band. It might have been a solo project, but as an artist, called Spoon Phaser. Phaser spelled F-A-Z-E-R. So we're going to be playing a track in a moment from Spoon Phaser. Early 80s post-punk electronic tone.
Nice.
Yeah. First up, couldn't find a website for Spoon Phaser, so I thought I'd give you the chance to get back on level terms here. But if you'd like to find out more about the compilation, and you probably do, you should go to the Cherry Red website, which is...
cherryred.co.uk.
It is indeed. You've learned it, Tony. You've stopped saying Cherry Red Records, which again was my fault in the first place. But cherryred.co.uk, cherryred.co.uk. Tony One, Paulie Bean Internet One, and this is Different Dances.
Forget the problems, forget the worries, forget yourself, and do different dance.
is getting around. Don't forget the worries, forget yourself, and do different dances. Forget the problems, forget the worries, forget the worries, forget the worries. Forget yourself, and do different dances.
Spearmint Click Click.
Well, you're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Was the Higsons and a track called I Don't Want to Live with Monkeys. The Higsons were an early 80s Norwich funk punk outfit that did drag on till the mid 80s. And they were one of those bands that when I was growing up, when I was in my teens, I'd heard of.
Right, okay.
I'd heard of, but I hadn't heard tracks by. So that was actually the first Higsons track I'd ever heard, and I rather liked it. What is now, they do have a Facebook page.
Okay.
What is the Higsons Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Higsons Band.
It's Facebook.com/ Higsons.
Huh.
Simple. I mean, they were The Higsons, but their Facebook page is Higsons. So Paulie B and his net 2, Tony Wong. And that's another track from the compilation, which is called To the Outside of Everything.
Right.
Yes. So we'll be playing another two towards the end of the show, but the next three tracks are not from the compilation. Not that it's important to you right now. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/ Punky Radio. Do you like the page? Leave us a comment. Thanks to the people who have liked us. We have cracked 1,000 likes now. Thanks for everyone.
I did notice that. Yes. And I also noticed the people who had liked it this week.
Did you?
Did you get in touch with your mates and say, can you like this, please?
We were on 999 until about 2 hours ago when I realised that my girlfriend hadn't liked the page yet. So that was an easy one to solve. But also there's a few people like Ellis is on my friend's list, and he hadn't liked the page. Ellis from Flying and Blind. Blind. Yeah, it's a lot of people who listen or have listened or in bands, so yeah.
Yeah.
Well done.
We've cracked the grand.
We have.
So now we have new landmarks to go for. I'm suggesting our next landmark should be 1,010.
Yep. That'll be for New Year.
Yeah. That would suit you, 1010, bit of binary.
No, yes, of course. Hey. And what would that be?
I don't know.
10. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So 10 in binary is 10.
Yeah.
Right.
8 plus 2. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Why is it 8 plus 2? Why is 1010 8 plus 2?
because it's each column's in base two, so it's so from right to left it's 1, 2, 4, 8, so it'd be 1, 8 and 1, 2.
My next question is, why did I ask that question?
I don't know.
You better just read the comments before I implode.
Yep, so I've got two Facebook comments. First up, Fred Johnson's been in touch.
Hello, Fred. Fancy that.
And he says, Paul, you need to stop spreading false information. I don't know where you got that from. I'm from Linkshoping. I'm not. I just lived there back in 2014. I'm mostly from the deep dark woods of Småland.
Oh, right. I did not know that. Mm.
And it's not true that I don't enjoy the music you play. I do. It's just not that. It's just that most of it doesn't end up on my playlists, except.
But he said he didn't enjoy
exactly.
It. He went to the point of saying he didn't enjoy the music. The only what band he liked was Lilith and the Knight.
I think he said music's not really to my taste, if I remember correctly. That's fair enough. Except for Lilith and the Knight.
In that case, I had been corrected twice by the same man.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Right. That's the last time he gets any. Tea tree shower gel.
Yeah. No more tingly balls.
No more tingly balls for Fred.
In Linkshoping or wherever you might be.
Småland.
Småland.
You know what I mean? Småland.
Must be.
So we'll need to find that out from him now, won't we?
Yeah.
Where is Småland?
So we also like the tips, birds in trees as well.
The what?
The tips, birds in trees.
All right.
And once I get a hold of it, the scourge, bunch of cons. Exactly. Well, right. Thanks, Fred, for getting in touch.
Yeah.
And Robert Kitchen got in touch.
Hello, Robert.
He's my inspiration because he did say, as I already like this page, I have sent invites to my sisters. Thank you very much, Rob Kitchen. And I did notice he's liked a few things and shared us around. So thanks. Yeah, if you do know anybody who would like the show, feel free to share our page. Get us out there a little bit.
If we have one of the Kitchen sisters listening, why don't I get in touch?
Hello, Sister Kitchen. Yeah, that's all I have this week for Facebook.
In that case, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons have got a new album out, Tony, called Ain't No Pussy, and we played a track a couple of weeks ago. Might have been on the Halloween special, but I thought it was about time we played the second one. Had a listen through it. Do you know what? I like everything on it, to be honest. I do like Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. Now, they used to claim to be all the way from Amazingstoke, didn't they? Which was Basingstoke, but Amazingstoke. But now they are London-based, so I think we've got to really call them a London band now. But I like to think of them as being from Amazingstoke.
Yeah.
I don't know many bands out of Basingstoke, and Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons are certainly the best.
That would be fair.
Yeah. So, what I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons' website?
TheDirtyJohnsons.com?
It is.
Is it?
Only two. Poorly beat. It's TheDirtyJohnsons.com. Johnsons with an H. JohnsonS.com. Tony 2, Poorly Beat and the Internet 2. And hello to the entire band. Because we know all of them, and they're brilliant. And I'm just so glad they've got another album out. And they've been touring. They did Whitby Goth Festival, and I saw some of the photographs. Looked like an amazing gig. Let's see what you think of this. This is pretty good for a girl. We'll be right back. listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm a little unsure about the title Pretty Good for a Girl in these gender-neutral times when we're not allowed to be specific or do anything or say anything or do anything at all. Hey, it's not like Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons to not be controversial.
Yeah.
Great song, great band, great album, great live, great.
Great.
Tony, did you do anything last week?
I popped for a classical concert a couple of nights. How was it? Nice. It was Sunday night. My niece is in the Nottingham Youth Orchestra.
Right.
So I did my uncle duty and went to
watch. What instrument does she play?
She plays trumpet.
Brilliant.
I was trying to get her into. If I do a recording, I was trying to get her on board.
Yeah.
So I do like a bit of trumpet. But yeah, so I've not seen them play before, so it's good. It's good.
I'm sure we could create something that could be recorded that would be friendly. It would be trumpet friendly.
Yeah.
There's definitely room for trumpet solos in a number of the things that I enjoy.
There's always room for a trumpet solo.
Yeah, I quite like a trumpet as well, Tony.
Yeah, apart from that, I think it's been quite light this week.
Right, well, so I've got three things to tell you here.
Okay.
So, the last few nights, I've stayed up way too late listening to The Ashes, only to be disappointed by what happened. It's the first test has just finished in England. It outwardly looked like we got thumped by 10 wickets, but it doesn't tell the whole story in that for 3 days, we were quite good, really. It was fairly even, and then we just had a terrible day.
Right, okay.
Went wrong. And I shouldn't have done it because it meant I had been suffering from lack of sleep. Where are we now? Yeah, on Thursday night, Friday morning, I ended up not going to bed till 7 in the morning because I listened to it like an idiot. I like cricket, though.
Yeah?
I do like cricket, yeah. I love it. I do mind when we lose, obviously, I'm a fan, but I just like the commentary. I listen to it on the radio. I don't watch it on TV. And the commentary's brilliant. It's the best commentary of any sport at all. You don't need to know what's going on. You just sit back, stick the fellas on. Stick the gender-neutral people on in the background and just enjoy them for what they are, which is a load of bumbling fools. They didn't know anything. I was very disappointed. The two that I was listening to the other day, other night, should I say, they didn't know who John Otway was, and I was very upset about that. They also couldn't pronounce theremin, and we're calling it teremin. I was getting annoyed about that. But then they came good because listeners got involved and said, what do you mean you don't know who John Otway is? Hmm. Anyway, it worked out all right. So that was that. Then last Wednesday, I went out with my friend and we went into Nottingham and we were in the oldie Trip to Jerusalem, the oldest pub in England, so probably the world, and the Killers walked in. And I was quite surprised because you don't expect to see Dennis Nielsen. You don't want to get those two mixed up. And Peter Sutcliffe, and no, it was the actual Killers. What was that that British doctor called who bumped off loads of old people?
Shipman.
Harold Shipman. He was at the bar ordering snowballs. No, it was the band, the Killers went in. I think they were playing Rock City on Tuesday or Thursday and they stayed an extra day. From what I could overhear the talking, I didn't go up and talk to them because I'm not a fan.
Mm.
And I thought that's just talking to people for talking to people's sake, for something to say. But I did listen in on the conversation and apparently every time they come to Nottingham to play, they stay an extra day because they like going out in the town. And they were out in the oldie Trip to Jerusalem.
That's nice.
So it was the Killers, me and my mate. It was great. Yeah. Loads of other people as well.
Were they having a nice ale? I guess you must have in the trip.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that they'd go really dark, but they ordered something a bit more on the bright side.
Hey!
Sorry. That wasn't teed up, by the way, but...
Nice.
Yeah, anyway, that's that. But what I want to say briefly is the thing that happened to me just before I got home this evening, okay, which was driving home, minding my own business, came up an admittedly very narrow street that has cars parked along one side, alongside the pub, the Lion, that I go to sometimes.
Hmm.
And as I approach the T-junction to turn left, this car pulls in, and because there's cars parked on the other side, it just pulls into my lane and just faces me on the street, right?
Yeah.
There's a car behind me that's had to stop. I've stopped. I've got nowhere to go. This guy's not moving, right? I don't know what he thinks he's doing, but I've got the right of way. I'm on the right side of the road, and this guy's just driven into my lane. He's just standing there, waiting. Then the guy behind me starts beeping. Then the car behind the guy who's in my way reverses, flashes lights to let the guy move out. The guy then gets out his car, walks over to me, I wind down the window, and he says in broken English and an Eastern European accent, "What are you doing?" I went, "I'm trying to drive home, what are you doing?" And he's like, you're in my lane. He goes, "There's a car park there." I went, "Yeah, there's loads of cars parked all over the place. Don't mean you drive in the wrong lane." Anyway, he then, before he can say something else, the guy in the car behind jumps out, he comes over, sticks his head in through the window, starts having a go at me in broken, he's Eastern European as well. I've been, Tony, I was parenthesized by Eastern European.
Wow.
Like, he's having a go at me, going, "What are you doing? Why aren't you moving?" I go, "Well, you're behind me, and where am I supposed to go?" He hadn't reversed. At least the other guy had someone reversing behind him. I said, "Look," and it was a bit bad of me, but I said, "Look, we drive on the left in this country. You're driving on the wrong side of the road. You need to reverse and let me get out. And you, I don't know what your problem is." So anyway, that guy who I said, "What your problem is," goes back to his car. Then this guy gets back in his car, reverses a little bit, and there's still no room for me to get by. He stops again, waves his arms at me. I'm going, "What? I can't go anywhere." So then he eventually has the brains to reverse a bit further and pull out a bit so I can get round the corner. As I get round the corner, his window's down, my window's down. He says, "You twat." Now, at this point, what I should have said was, "Look, all I'm doing is driving correctly using the highway code." What I actually said was, "Fuck off," and accelerated. So that's why I'm a little bit belligerent right now, which is one of the reasons I wanted you to do the joke and everything else, because I thought, I'm on edge, Tony. I'm like a coiled spring. I was like, I didn't do anything wrong. I've done so many things wrong in my life that it's like that, isn't it, Tony, that when you do something that you haven't done wrong and someone's a go at you for it, you get indignant.
Yeah.
I was rather indignant. And he did the first swear word. He did the first swear. Anyway, he can think on. I thought about getting out of the car and taking a photograph of where he was. It looked so ridiculous, but then I thought, no, that's asking for trouble. It then did cross my mind just to get out of the car, turn the engine off, and go down the pub. But I had to make funky radio. I just walked off, and when they said, "Where are you going?" I went, "Down the pub. You blokes are idiots." But I decided not. So I got home. Anyway, that's the point. So the three things I've done are, listen to the English losing at cricket. Not talk to the killers, and be a victim of double-ended road rage. Great. Fabulous.
Excellent.
It wasn't as bad as that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you going and watching your classical stuff, I can't help thinking I'm like the alternative universe to you.
Yeah.
It was good, by the way, was it? It was a good, I'll say gig. It was good, yeah.
It was the, I think they have three levels. In that, must be beginner, intermediate, and, I don't know, expert. So we watched the first two, and then the older people, older children were at night. It was good. Yeah, it was good. I couldn't do it. It's always amazing to be reading music and stuff. I can't do
it. I absolutely couldn't do it, Tony. I can't play the trumpet. No. Yeah, instantly. I can't read music either. I got to classical guitar grade 3 without being able to read music.
Oh, okay.
I just copied what the bloke did.
Yeah.
And he didn't notice. Then once you get to grade 4, you're pretty screwed without being able to read music, so I started playing electric. Looked back.
I haven't got a clue about it. Not at all.
If it was, it don't matter. We need to crack on. We do need to crack on. God, this is going to be a long section. I might have to talk about this band after we played it. I'm just going to play the band now. We'll talk about them afterwards. All right.
All right.
All right. This is Port Sunlight. Never Knew. From you forever. listening to Semagy Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Port Sunlight, who aren't going anymore, and that was a track called Never Knew, which wasn't the track that I wanted to play, but was a track I'd never heard before and I really liked it. The reason we played Port Sunlight, Tony, who were a 90s indie alternative type band with 60s overtones, I like to think, is that you remember last week when I said about the band the Modettes or Modettes, whatever you want to call them, and how my friend Janine, I noticed she'd done a Facebook post about how she'd been to one of their gigs in the 80s, and after the gig, just to summarise, her and her boyfriend got mugged by a skinhead who said that if they didn't give him 20 quid, he was going to rip the bloke's trousers off.
Yeah.
Well, that was her band.
Oh, right.
That was her band. She was singing. I thought, do you know what? We don't just bring fans and bands across the lands together. We bring them across the decades and old friends and just meet up again. Port Sunlight have got one song that's one of the catchiest songs I've ever heard, but that, at the moment, she hasn't got it existing electronically. It's only on an 8-track or something like that. So, but I'm hoping we'll get that at some point. I can't remember the name of it. She does now remember the song.
Right.
Which is good, but she doesn't know where it is. Anyway, so that was Port Sunlight. So there's no information about them. They're not going anymore. They haven't been going for the best part of 20 years. I just wanted to play it. So no points there. We're just saying nothing again. That will happen this weekend, next week. There's a couple of bands that, because they're bands from a long time ago, they haven't got websites because they were about before the internet.
Fair enough.
But anyway, hello, Janine.
Hello.
And while we're there, Tony, hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And the Linux.
Hello, the Linux.
And I haven't told Steve, the landlord of the Duke's Arms, yet, but I might be going down there tomorrow night, which, if he's listening right now, is 6 days ago.
Right, yes.
So that'll be a nice surprise for them. I'm sure. And hello to Ash as well. Ash, who continues to mither me on Facebook, telling me to do things that I quite simply can't. Right. And I'm not going into more information than that right now. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yep, another week, more gigs. If you do have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. If it is... if you have a Facebook event for it, please pop that in there as well, and you might qualify for my new feature, Punky Gig of the Week, which is
it seems to be relatively popular on that there Facebook.
It gets a few likes, so I've started tagging people into it, to the venues and things.
Right,
so yeah, I think every little helps. Text me button a minute, but there's a
it's a nice title for the band. It's a nice thing for them to use in their promotion as well, which reminds me, a band, there's another band that we got sent some stuff through for them last week, and they had various quotes and bands that and radio stations and the like that recommended them, and we were one of the ones they were using in the publicity, which was
excellent.
Yeah, next to BBC6.
Oh, good.
Music, that was good. It said Six Music, then Punky Radio. I think it should have been the other way around, really.
Well, by all rights,
yeah.
We were
anyway,
first.
I'll shut up.
Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
So he's got a couple of gigs, but I would just do the one for this week. So this Saturday, the 2nd of December, Johnny and the Mental Breakdowns Christmas Party. So the Sunset Lounge in Newport Pagnell.
Blimey.
They're playing with Johnny and the Mental Breakdowns, We Are Giants, and Crash Induction, of course.
Perfect.
£5 on the door.
There will be nothing better to do in Newport Pagnell that night. I'll tell you that for nothing.
I think that's fair to say.
It's fair to say.
That's it.
Well, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I've got some news about gigs in the new year that I'll tell you about in the next week or so that I'm very excited about that are taking place at the Doghouse.
Oh, good, cool.
In the same way that the Town Mill went a little bit psychobilly just after I left, the Doghouse is getting its psychobilly on it in the new year in fine form.
Oh, excellent.
And we will talk about it later on. This year, probably, certainly early next year, because one of them coincides with my birthday. It's a bizarre twist. Anyway, I'm talking too much again. We need to play another track. This band called Throwing Stuff, Tony. Throwing Stuff, Manchester hardcore band. I believe they're playing Manchester Punk Festival next April. Not absolutely sure. They've come via TNS Records. They've got an album out called Fit, Fine and Well. And what is Throwing Stuff's Bandcamp page?
Throwingstuff.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paul of Z2, and this is £5 Beers. you're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That track, it's called £5 Beers, but it made me think maybe you shouldn't pronounce it like that. It's all about semantics, isn't it? And it could be £5 Beers. It could be like all those famous Five books, Five Go Mad in Dorset and all that, and £5 Beers.
Mmm.
Because the Americans say they're going to pound beers, don't they? It means they're going to drink loads. £5 beers means that five people are going to drink loads of beer. £5 beers means that you're probably not going to buy very many.
Yeah, good point.
We need some clarification. As you know, when I'm making the show with you, in the background, I have the TV turned down and I'll watch anything. Mm. And at the moment, I'm watching Spanish La Liga football. I'm watching Espanyol v Getafe, right? And it's 0-0, it's rubbish. And honestly, it's like non-league football, right?
Mm.
But it got me thinking about the names, Getafe, and the translation of Espanyol at the moment. I wonder whether Espanyol are glad they're called Espanyol right now, because they're the other team in Barcelona, and Barcelona, Catalonia, everything that's gone with it at the moment, they're trying to become independent from Spain. And then you've got Espanyol, which just sounds like Spain, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
But then I thought maybe it's not, and maybe Espanyol is actually Spanish for a spaniel. And Getafe is Spanish for get off. And if you're saying get off spaniel, it leads me to get these terrible flashbacks to an incident I had with a dog a few weeks ago.
Oh no.
I might start shouting Getafe Espanyol and see whether everybody keeps their dogs inside. Long shot.
Long shot.
Anyway.
You never know.
Long shot, kick the bucket. Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. No. Not really. Finishing my... My deadline for finishing the app is Thursday, and I'm more or less finished it now. So I'll be finishing my app, and then I'll probably have a little bit of a nervous breakdown for a couple of days, and then start planning Christmas.
Brilliant. I don't really need to plan Christmas.
No.
You know, when you're lonely.
Okay.
There's not a lot to plan, really.
No.
Might buy myself a bottle of whiskey. When someone at work said to me, how are you going to be celebrating Christmas this year? I said with a bottle of gin, a hot bath and some razor blades, and they just walked off. Sometimes humour is lost on blue collar workers. Yeah, there's no way I'd have gin. I haven't got much planned this week either, Tane, to be fair. I'm off on Friday night, so I may go and see a band somewhere.
Okay.
And I'll have more information about it. It's more the point, I'm off on Saturday, which means that I'm going out Friday.
Gotcha.
So, Friday night, if I find something to go and see locally, I'll go and watch it.
Okay.
There's bound to be something decent on somewhere.
Should be.
Should be, yeah. So, yeah, that's about it, really. I'm taking it easy, mate.
Fair enough. Why not?
We're into the calm before the storm, aren't we? A lot of people stay in at this time of year.
Yeah.
Save on a few shekels for Christmas. And as you know, razor blades aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
So if it's all right, I'm just going to crack on with two more songs from the compilation To the Outside of Everything.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right. Which is, now that line is from the song by Magazine, Shot by Both Sides, which is particularly poignant this week because I got in the middle of an Eastern European gunfight earlier, so I felt like I'd been shot by both sides. The two bands going to play now, keeping up our alphabetical nuance that we're doing here, is that stay tuned for a band called The Sinatras. But first up, The Nightingales. You've already heard The Higgs. You see how this is going? A little band start with The. The Nightingales, Tony, were a Birmingham post-punk band who weren't around for very long. They do, however, have a website which suggests to me that you never know, they might get back together and do something. What is the Nightingales website?
Nightingales.co.uk?
Nightingales.org.uk. I was tempted to give you that, but it does make it a tantalising 3-all. So let's call it Paulie B Internet 3, Tony 3, and this is Idiot Strength. We'll be right back.
was that you said? Can you say that again? I hate to ask, but I have to be sure. What was that you said? Can I hear that again? I have to be certain. Can you say that once more? What was that you said? Did you say that to me? Did you just say the words that I heard? Can you repeat that? Can you repeat that? I don't think I've ever heard it put that way before. Oh, it's a happy feeling. I don't think I'll ever come down from the ceiling.
Listen to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Well, it's from 1981, The Sinatras, and a track called Happy Feeling from the To The Outside Of Everything compilation, which is the Cherry Red compilation. Find out more via cherryred.co.uk. Absolutely brilliant. And a great accompaniment to last year's Action Time Vision. The punk one. So it's good. You see how quickly music in Britain changed in those days. I think as much as anything else, you go from one year to the next and you've got entirely different sounding music. Whereas now, you just got, on the one hand, you just got some faux, not really R&B, and on the other hand, you just got screaming nonsense, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't follow what's going on. In the past 10 years, I think I have somewhat lost the plot.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, the underground movements have been more towards... music of black origin inspired, I suppose, grime and stuff like that, haven't they? And it's just, but it's like, and the only band that have really been interesting, I think, on the alternative scene that have broken through in any way at all is Sleaford Mods, who are old fellas.
Yeah, that's true.
I know, it's a bit weird, isn't it? But, you know, just from one year to the next, and you could watch any, and I recommend, if you can get a hold of watching any of the old Top of the Pops, they're now telling me Top of the Pops 2, because they tend to leave the DJs out of it for obvious reasons. But if you watch any week of Top of the Pops, in certainly the late 70s and early 80s, if they play 8 songs, they're all completely different genres. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Some are hysterically terrible. Anyway, Tony.
Yes.
There's not a website for the Sinatras, by the way.
Right.
But there are other bands called the Sinatras that are more recent that do have websites. So if you just want to find out about a random band called the Sinatras, you can do it. But the Sinatras don't have anything. So it remains 3-3.
Okay.
With one to go. Let's see what happens. It's Tony 3, Paul being in the internet 3. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Is this 2 weeks in a row?
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So last week we had a few issues.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, thanks for your Twitter nominations. If you do have a Twitter for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the Twitter's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike. This is the Iron Mike and Fred space. I don't know about Earth, Wind and Jeff.
Right.
Iron Mike and Fred, isn't it?
It's nice.
Hey, it's brilliant.
So, he says, hi, Tony, I've got a Twitter nomination for you. So, I've been off work this week to enable me to decorate the dining room. Unfortunately, this has caused me to be subjected to daytime...
God, it's so similar to you, Tony. That's just the sort of thing you'd get up to, except you'd be off for 3 months.
It's very me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Iron Mike, I can't remember if I told you or not. I have finished my tiling.
Oh, Tony. You're like Mr. Christmas. He'll be so happy.
I know. I still haven't unwrapped my sofa, though. But hopefully another week.
Oh.
I've been off this work this week to enable me to decorate the dining room. Unfortunately, this has caused me to be subjected to daytime television. In particular, ITV's breakfast show.
It's a twat. Just go for it now.
I was aware that Piers Morgan had a bit of reputation for not being everyone's cup of tea, but I hadn't fully appreciated how obnoxious he is. He is rude, opinionated and overbearing, and appears to have little regard for anyone other than himself. More importantly, he makes me wish I was back at work, and that can't be a good thing. Cheers from Iron Mike.
So Alan Sugar said something quite funny about him when they were in conversation about the Arsenal v Spurs derby.
Oh,
when
right.
Alan Sugar said to him, words the effect of, well, you should be able to take it on the chin, you've got enough of them. It's brilliant. So Alan Sugar, you're fired.
I like Alan Sugar.
He's all right, isn't he?
He's a good lad.
Yeah.
But yeah, Piers Morgan, yeah, he can go away.
This is stick on, there's no doubt here.
It's no brainer, is it? We're back on form this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for being obnoxious, opinionated, rude, and for above all, being Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan from London is a twat.
I've quite enjoyed twatting Piers Morgan.
It's quite nice, though, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got some good news about the Royals, haven't we? We talked about the Royals, weren't we? Prince Harry's getting married now.
It's been on the news and then all over the telly for the past hour.
I think I know what the Royals are doing.
Okay.
I think we're all a bit worried about Brexit and we're all worried about trade deals. So what we're doing is we're marrying into America, right, so that Prince Harry gets dual nationality, goes over there and sorts out a brilliant trade deal with Donald.
Do you reckon that'll do it?
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay.
He probably won't even have to dress up in fancy dress.
Excellent.
Yeah, do you know what? It gives a load of people a chance to get excited about something, don't it? I'm all for it.
I see no problem with it at all. I like Harry. So,
and
yeah.
She's fit as fuck, isn't she?
She is.
He's done well there for a Gina.
He's done all right.
He has. Although saying that, I shouldn't be saying he or she.
Right.
They're a gender-neutral couple that will have some form of thing that probably won't be allowed to be called marriage by then, but will involve some form of coupling that would probably keep Coldplay and that Gwyneth lunatic happy for a couple of weeks before everything goes tits up when he gets dressed up as Benito Mussolini and is caught in a brothel.
Oh, of course it's going to be Stag Night, isn't there? Oh, I can't wait for that one.
I'll tell you what, I would go on Prince Harry's stag do. I'm telling you that right now. I'm telling you that right now. They won't be having kebabs, they'll be having swan.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, should we play the last track this week?
Let's do it.
A band called The Dirtbirds, all the way from Northern Ireland, in a punk rock style-y Tony, got in touch. They actually sent me an email saying, wonder if you'd like to play a couple of our tracks. I'd listen, so I'll play one right now. So we're going to play a track by The Dirtbirds, Tony. Now, it's probably Internet 3, Tony 3. It's a chance for one of us to win this week. What is The Dirtbirds? That's The T-H-E-E. What is The Dirtbirds? B-Y-R-D-S. What is The Dirtbirds' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheDirtbirds.
Facebook.com/TheDirtbirds-6392-7793819850.
5 or 509.
Why is that, Tony?
Yeah, it's a default URL, I think.
Default URL. They've got all that trouble to be young and exciting and be on the internet, and they haven't worked out how to use Facebook yet.
Oh, dear.
Poorly the Internet 4, Tony 3. Fortunately, it's absolutely brilliant. You're going to love it. This is Looking on the Street.
Mm-hmm. streets, looking for something new.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was the Dirt Birds and a track called Looking on the Street. What I meant to say was, if you'd like to find them, if you type in their name correctly, THEEDIRTBYRDS into Google or whatever your thingy engine is of choice, you'll find out about them.
Okay.
Maybe, Tony, you could just mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, which is Pudunk Radio, P-U-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, that's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Two fabulous stations that we are proud to be on, and hello to all of the listeners there online. We don't hear from your online listeners very often, and we'd like to. Paulie B at punkyradio.com with anything you've got or all the other ways. We've told you at the start of the show, I am going to be somewhere on Friday, and you never know, I might see one or two of you there.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's something for us all to look forward to, isn't it? Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poog, oh, poog.